Eric Semmel, Tab Computer, Computer Talk with Tab, Saturdays 9 to 11. On WTIC News Talk 1080. Probably not, but people have heard you here on Tuesdays, and is your like listenership blowing up? I mean, it's just like insane how you
have to
fend
no
off the phone call.
I mean, nobody tells us anything. We're
you
not
fill the phone
employees.
Lines every Saturday, though, right?
I generally depends on how nice it is outside. And if they don't want us to talk about our kids and our cats, then they call.
Because that's what, if you don't call, you're going to get cats.
Cat that would talk. Motivate Dennis me, has got cats.
That would motivate me to call, to be quite honest.
It works. It works.
I'm not a cat guy. Let's start with data centers.
Yeah.
So they're big, ugly buildings. They suck energy, and now
and
they
water.
Emit carbons. Like, what? Why? So it makes our taxes cheaper? Like, why do we want them in our backyard?
Well, again, wanting them or not wanting them, the point of this story that I found interesting was that, you know, whether you're feeling about, you know, global warming and all that stuff, the point is the market for carbon cleanup is a $45 billion market, right? Data centers aren't going away. Morgan Stanley says this is a future business. And so it's so a lot about what I do. I'm kind of counterintuitive to everything.
You're a contrarian?
A little bit. So I will jump on this type of thing to try to find a way to monetize the fact that whether you believe in global warming or not, the big AI data centers want to be politically correct. You're not going to find Microsoft, Google, and Amazon saying, yeah, we're putting out 200 million tons of carbon. Yay us. They're going to pay for somebody to say their carbon is less. Why not get on that bandwagon and make some money with it? Because it's only going to be a bigger problem, just like Bitcoin produces so
but
much
it's
heat.
Not, but it is a problem, isn't it?
Whether it is or not, I'm not even going to discuss. The fact that they're putting out this carbon is correct. Is it a problem? I'm not going to get into that argument. My point is it's a $45 billion opportunity.
In terms of remediation or whatever.
Right. I mean, we used to talk about clean coal, where they put like a sponge on the top of a power plant. And that was a thing. This is a thing. They're going to be selling this remediation, and you can get in the market whatever your feeling is on global warming or not. That's my point about it.
Your next job is, for me in the audience, find investable companies that deal with that. Okay, so then we'll talk about.
Well, we lived through the dot-com bubble for me, and this whole AI thing is
kind
of dot-com
bubbly.
Bubbly to me. Yeah, I think it's a thing. It's definitely a thing. But we're behind on power, the ability to even produce these data centers and power them. We're going to be behind on cleaning up the mess they're making. Are we going to even get AI that's not hallucinating and eating itself as far as its model? Is it now or is it 10 years from now? Hmm. And for me, I think it's 10 years from now, but I've been wrong.
But a lot of like transformational technology
takes time.
Sometimes takes a step back before it takes a step forward type thing. It really is a progression or an evolution.
Yeah.
But you're just letting people know that
it's a market.
It's another thing that's happening with these data centers.
Oh, yeah.
When people talk about robo-taxis, I go back to one image and one image only. I go back to Total Recall.
Yep.
And that guy, you know, the taxi guy.
Oh, yeah.
And so it seems so far-fetched, right? But yet they're really working on it.
They are.
Although it really does kind of frighten me that they're on the roads,
let's
be honest. But San Francisco is sort of ground zero for this stuff, and it's actually already having a material impact on like ride-sharing companies.
It is. They're talking about Uber drivers these days, and Uber drivers feel that the automated cars are going to actually get rid of their future. And I tend to agree, although you can defeat an automated car by simply putting a traffic cone on its hood. It doesn't know what to do. There's long ways
to go.
That's
true?
Yeah, yeah. Long way to go before automated cars are a thing. And I was in Arizona. My wife, I said, hey, I see there's a Waymo out here. I'm going to go take it to the airport. And she said, you do that and we're divorced. Because I would have to drive to the airport with an automated vehicle. And she's like, I don't want you to get in an accident with that. And again, these automated vehicles.
Did you call her bluff?
I'm not that dumb. Yeah, no. I'm happily married.
So you still haven't done it yet?
I have not. No. But they were banging around Arizona. I say that with.
But this is another technology that is not.
Not fully cooked.
It's not for now.
It's coming.
Do you think it is? Which one is more likely to be a full-blown reality sooner, self-driving vehicles or AI everywhere?
Oh, geez. If I had to guess, I guess the self-driving vehicles, but they still don't know all sorts of things about them. I mean, I still wouldn't get one necessarily. So I don't really know. I mean, the prediction business when it comes to technology is difficult.
And I just thought I'd ask.
It's one of those things. I mean, it's just. The Uber drivers are nervous. Their fares are going down further and further, and maybe the automated cars are doing that for them, dropping down those fares.
So I had never, we're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computer and Computer Talk with Tab Saturdays 9 to 11. I love being on camera. My eyesight's shot, so I look like Ben Franklin here on the camera. I want to get to your Nest thing, but I first want to talk about this IFA thing because I had never heard of it. And then looking at the article, it just looks like it's like, you know, CES is the famous computer electronics show in Vegas that has sort of jumped the shark, but generally speaking, it's just this big, huge, it's like Comic-Con for electronics or whatever.
Right.
And IFA looks similar to that.
Yeah, it's like a technology show for
It's in Germany.
Yeah. So a lot of it's Bosch. And I thought you'd like it because, I mean, it talks about like a Siemens microwave that can actually use a built-in camera to detect 80 different dishes and know when it'll start at the ideal cooking settings, right?
Without you telling it. So that's AI, right?
That's AI, right? It's an AI microwave. Now, I don't know if they could tell anything my wife and I cook at all. But
I'm putting yesterday's like mac and cheese.
Right. I put a bag of popcorn into my Bosch microwave and it burns every time. So maybe this new version of a AI microwave comes down the pike and we're happy. Bosch has another thing, a microplastics filter.
Now, what is that?
Well, everything's got plastic in it, right? And if you
filters out the plastics,
filters out the
like
microplastics,
the PFAS or whatever.
Not PFAS, but these are like micro shredded plastics that are so small that we're consuming like crazy. You and I probably have enough for a couple of Legos in our system, right? Because all these tiny slices of plastic, and supposedly Bosch has a way to filter out that microplastic before you drink your. Your alcohol.
I see the swanky wealthy folks buying something like that. Right. I've seen self-driving. You know, my daughter and I were in France. We stayed at some chateau.
Nice.
And there were like three robotic lawnmowers going all the time. Yeah. It doesn't seem like they work very well, but everyone seems to want to find a way not to mow their lawn.
Yeah, I've got a Cole that comes by and he does my lawn. But if I could have a robot do it and not pay Cole anymore, I'd love that. But again, you got to maintain a robot lawnmower, and even with my robot vacuum, it gets stuck, right? It has issues, and imagine your lawnmower going over something that it shouldn't.
But that's the other thing. People, they try to find automated stuff for things they don't like to do.
Right.
And like the whole robot vacuum market is huge.
Yeah, ours works when we turn it on, for the most part.
It's kind of annoying. It keeps banging into walls until
banging
it figures out
walls.
Where to go.
The little bin's always full with nothing.
Does it actually pick stuff up?
Occasionally. So I'm not sure how it's really what it's really worth. But the other thing, too, they've got a RealLink camera out there that's a home security camera that's wireless, and you can put it anywhere. It's going to go 8 days continuously recording. These technologies are getting better and better and better. So it's been a while since we can actually talk about technologies that are quote-unquote smart, and adding all this AI gets back to the data centers pumping out whether or not it knows what my food is in my microwave, and it's going to pump out a lot of carbon, and then we can make some money.
Well, talk about smart technology. Like, what's going on with the Nest thermostat?
Yeah. So I was excited to try the Gen 4, which is supposed to be 80% compatible, and of course, it's still not with mine. And so I've been working on it, and it's got these six wires, and I've called a bunch of experts.
So it's not compatible with your home. You can't hook it up.
I can't without changing a panel, which I'm going to do because I'm just sick and tired of waiting. I've gone through all the Nest Gens to try to get this thing to work, and I'm going to do it. So there's going to be
a
panel.
Is your house older?
20 years.
See, I would think a 20-year-old house could be able to do it.
You would think.
But it's not.
It's not. No.
Now, are new constructions built with this stuff like ready to roll?
I think they'll
like
build,
plug
and
play?
I think they'll be more compatible. But you can still choose panels because we have a dual zone system and there's a panel in the middle that uses six wires, and the O and the B wire are usually used for heat pumps, and I don't have a heat pump. So that O and the B wire in this panel are used for something else, and there's like 15 connections on this fourth
gen. Nest doesn't work with multi-zones, or you'd have to have Nest in each zone? Or?
That's fine. I can have Nest each zone, but there's this smart panel at my actual furnace that actually has these extra wires that is causing my trouble still. I'm working with experts. They're going to tell me to change out the panel. I'm going to give up and do it. I figured by this time you would be wrong in that it would work. And you were right.
I don't understand how any of that stuff happens. Like, they got to go back in the wall and send more
wires
down? No,
I don't think so. They're just going to change the panel out, I hope. I got that email just before getting on the air with you.
All right, so we'll have an update soon?
You'll have an update.
Not next week or next week?
That depends on if I can get Gary out or not.
Eric, it's always great to see you.
You too, Brian.
I love when you come in. It's, of course, Tab Computer, and it's Computer Talk with Tab, Saturdays 9 to 11 right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.